Moving then to the zoster or shingles vaccine, that's the other one that we are asked about all the time as well. What's the general recommendation? And then what's the recommendation for the immunosuppressed patient?
So this is a live attenuated vaccine. We have two forms. We have the varicella vaccine, which is given to adults, adolescents, and young children. And we have the zoster vaccine that has been FDA and CDC recommended for people, everybody at age 60. Just recently, the FDA approved this vaccine for people at age 50, but the ACIP has not made its recommendations yet. The zoster vaccine is the same as the chickenpox vaccine, but it has 14.3 times increased potency. Both vaccines are contraindicated and people are immunocompromised.
So let me say that again. It's recommended for individuals, normal individuals over the age of 60, if a person's immunocompromised, they're on immunosuppressive medicines, they should just not get the zoster vaccine or shingles vaccine at all.
That's correct. Now, for instance, however, if you had somebody who had a renal failure and you knew they were going to get an organ transplant in a year or two, you may want to safely immunize them at that point. But once they become immunocompromised by drugs or other diseases such as HIV, cancer, on chemotherapy, then they should not receive the zoster vaccine.
And what about the husband, wife, or grandparents?
If it's indicated, meaning that the family members are over the age of 60 by ACIP and over the age of 50 now by the FDA, it would be reasonable to immunize those individuals. And the guidelines specifically say it's safe for the immunocompromised household member.
And does that provide some kind of bubble of protection for the immunosuppressed patient?
It does, because by the time people reach age 60 to 70, roughly a third of people have had an episode of shingles. And by the time they're 85, 50% of people have had an episode of shingles. And of course, shingles can transmit chickenpox. So if that immunocompromised person has not had chickenpox, this would protect them.
And shingles just does not feel good at any time.
People don't realize how severe shingles is. As you get older, the risk of postherpetic neuralgia, which is a major complication, frequency goes up, severity of pain goes up, and duration goes up. And actually, the pain, acute pain of shingles, is rated by women as more intense than labor pain. And the chronic pain of shingles is rated by men as more intense than cancer pain. So this is a severe disease.
So despite what the differences in the two guidelines, if it were you at the age of 50, you probably would get and you were not immunocompromised, you were a normal person, you would get your shingles vaccine.
I would.